2. Questions 13 to 22. Section 1. Questions 13 to 17. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, decide which aspect of working conditions the speaker is talking about. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide which aspect of working conditions each speaker is talking about.
The hours vary, sometimes lunchtimes, sometimes late afternoons. We all feel we've improved our skills or picked up new ones, which will benefit us in the future in some way. Outside providers are contracted to come in, and they've been very good, very professional. There's been a range of things on offer, too. We're given vouchers which we use in a way to pay for the sessions, choosing what to do and how many hours to put in.
Things have improved a lot since I started working here. We're all more aware now of potential risks and of the correct procedures for everything. For example, reporting anything that isn't working properly, having the appropriate clothing, things like that. We know what to do now and who to go to. There are regular checks on equipment too, so that problems are less likely to happen in the first place.
Well, despite talks with senior management, we've been unable so far to agree on something which all my staff can accept. Management know we have a fair case and that we've waited a long time compared to other departments who were awarded rises last year, so it's not as if they're against the idea itself. As I say, we've just got to get a final figure which staff will be happy with.
There are various stages we go through. We try first to reassure staff and give them the opportunity to present their side. We like first to deal with things within the organization. Staff know action won't be taken until the case has been thoroughly investigated. Of course, problems can arise from lots of things. Anything from poor timekeeping or inappropriate dress to actual breach of contract. Dismissal would be the very last course of action, and all employees have the right to appeal even then.
I very much like the system we have. I like the opportunities it gives me for other things. Everyone's at work for the agreed essential time, but we all have some choice each side of this. I keep my own record, and it means I can fit in other things, like medical appointments. I like to feel I've got some control over my professional life, and I need to be able to plan. It may not suit everyone, but it certainly works for me.
Now listen to the recordings again. Section 2. Questions 18 to 22. You will hear another 5 recordings. For each recording, decide what each speaker is trying to do. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list, A to H. Now listen and decide what each speaker is trying to do. 18.
I take your point, Brian. I know that since George left, you've had to take on some of his tasks which were not in your original job description. However, you were allocated 75% of Susie's time to deal with the paperwork. So, I feel that the situation, although not ideal, is manageable. And in this financial climate, any further expenditure, any rise, however well-deserved, might damage the company's future. And I'm sure you'll agree that's too risky.
19.
I wanted to have a word about the departmental budget forecast you asked me to draw up. I totally agree with you on the need for working out the future expenditure well in advance. It's only that since we've never done this forecast in such a detailed way before, it's taking us much longer than I expected. Would it be acceptable to the board if I deferred the submission date by a fortnight?
20.
May I come in here? Thank you. I think Tom's last point was very valuable. We mustn't forget how important it is to make a really good impression when we launch the new T6 engine at the air show in Paris. Although we're very familiar with the engine specifications and performance data, we aren't skilled at giving polished multimedia presentations, which the audience expects nowadays. Tom's right. I think we should consider hiring in a professional from a marketing company.
21.
I know why you want Smithsons. They're the biggest in the field and they've got years of experience. The disadvantage is the price. They're the best, so they can charge what they like. Personally, I'd prefer to go for someone local, like Mackay's. They're small, so we could negotiate a favourable deal, and I'm sure they'd do their best to deliver the stuff on time and help us if we had an emergency job and needed extra materials.
22.
Jones and Sons have always been our haulage company, and they've been reliable. But things changed when Michael Jones took over. The service wasn't so efficient. And then, last month, two trucks were 4 days late on a delivery with no explanation and no apologies. As a result, we lost a new customer. I refuse to just accept that financial loss. So, write to Jones, please, demanding 10% of our expected profit from that contract. I think it's only fair.
10. Listen to the recordings again. That is the end of part 2.